We celebrate you. Welcome to Lofty Heights Christian Center, a ministry that exists to raise kingdom influencers. As a church, we emphasize three things: the Word, the integrity of it and its ability to transform, the Holy Spirit, His power and demonstration of the same, and love. Love for God, for yourself, and for others. You are about to experience God's undiluted words from God's servant, Pastor Wally Tejumade. Get ready for a transformation.
God doesn't want us sick. We've thought about, you know, faith, how to receive your healing. If you've been following, thank you, okay, and raise it up a little bit. If you've been following, you know, online, you know, or in person, actually, Encounter Night, I've been teaching on certain things that you can do, you know, to prevent sicknesses and diseases from coming your way. We've, you know, gone through several healing accounts and stories in the Bible, people that met with the Lord. We've read all of that. The Bible verse that we read at the opening of this service, for example, I've read it multiple times. Some of our ministers, you know, they've gone ahead to also recount everything, you know, and let us understand in the mind of God as it pertains to our health. Not just our physical health, but also our mental health, our emotional well-being. Not just that, even health, our financial health, our academic health, our career health, our business health. Anything, you know, that brings about discomfort, dis-ease, you know, like I taught in that first service, is something that does not bring glory to God. Dis-ease, D-I-S, is a lack of. Ease means comfort. D-I-S simply means a lack of. So dis-ease simply means the lack of comfort. So you have dissatisfaction, a lack of satisfaction. If you've missed any of the teachings, you know, in respect to this series, you can go back on YouTube after now and even go watch. This morning, my contemplation is pretty funny, and I'll tell you why. I want to challenge the theology of some of you. I want to challenge, by the grace of God this morning, the cultural and the religious mindset that some of you Christians have as touching healing. I want to challenge your perspective when it comes to walking in health or walking in wholeness. I want to challenge that. I'd brooded and brooded multiple times. As a matter of fact, up until a few days ago, I was still thinking, Lord, should I change this message this morning? And the Lord told me no. As long as it is the scripture, as long as it is the Bible, it should not be changed. And as your pastor, I owe you the responsibility of teaching you exactly what the word of the Lord says. This morning, I brought to you this message titled, Faith or Foolishness. Faith or Foolishness. The writer says, understanding the difference between religion and common sense. Let me put a caveat, however, I'm confining this to the subject of healing. Because faith, in its true sense and in its true form, can actually be foolish, can seem foolish. Okay, take for example, the Lord spoke to me in the year 2014 on the christening day of my daughter Hadassah and said I should go to my bedroom, that he needed to talk to me. And I went into the bedroom that was in Lagos, Nigeria, and the Lord said, now your daughter is here, I have another assignment for you, so I'm pulling you out of this country. He had never spoken to me about that before, and it didn't make sense. But after several and multiple confirmations and search in my spirit, I realized that it was God that was speaking. And here I am today. Like I shared with some of you before, like some of you already know, I lost friends simply because I obeyed that instruction. A particular friend of mine till today, you know, we see each other online and all of that, but we do not have that close intimacy like we had before. Why? Because it was in the days of BlackBerry. Some of you here now, you may not understand. All right? Where you go BBPing, right? It was in the days of BlackBerry. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. And he had sent me a message. He said, Tej, I heard that you live in Nigeria. Don't leave all. That was not the days of like this day of Jakpa. Okay? Curtis and the rest of them. Jakpa means, it's a colloquial, you know, used in Nigeria to mean someone running away from their motherland in search of greener pasture. So this was the days when moving abroad was not that exciting, or you know, you needed to have a solid you know, reason why you needed to be plucked out. But I knew it was God. And he said to me, "Guy, you're doing very well here. Why do you want to go there? The big guy like you, you know, you'll be washing dead body. You'll be a security. You'll be, what other thing? I think restaurant. You'll work in restaurant. You'll do this." I just told him, I said to him, I said, "I perceive and I believe, I'm persuaded rather, that the Lord is the one leading me." My decision was foolish to them. But can I shock you now? All those guys, all of them have left the same country. I realized that considering the trajectory of my life, many a times God causes me to break in new grounds. God does what? He causes me to break in new grounds. Things that people haven't done before, he uses me to break it. I was speaking with, it was Kayla's mom, you know, that I was speaking with over the weekend on Friday. And we're talking about Calgary Church here. And she was telling me, "Oh, I didn't know that, you didn't tell me. I'm not happy with you." I said, "I thought you knew that we now have a church in Calgary." She said she didn't know. Because someone else had invited me to come be one of the chief launchers for the daughter's books in Regina. So was giving me schedules and all of that. And I said, okay, so sometimes I preach from Calgary, sometimes I preach from Regina. That weekend, I'm not sure where I'm going to be and all of that. So she went and then told this sister of mine. Then she called me. And then she began to recount how Lofty Heights Christian Center in itself started. How Regina Church started. She said, "My brother, we were there. We saw it. They knew the story." She was telling me, she said, as that period, there was no independent ministry in that city, and I dare say in that province, led or founded by a person of color like me. You have the Redeemed Churches, all those major names and all of that, that the pastors established, but none. You have black pastors, but they were handed over churches by white men, you know, that God had used to establish in those places. Now, if you go across the city of Regina, you will see many churches now. Some of them, by election and privilege, that are able, you know, by the influence and the grace of the Lord, to even support in the pastors to establish it. When God told me in 2017 that I was going to say goodbye to my pastor, Lekan Shaba, and he was calling me to found the Lofty Heights Christian Center. It sounded foolish to some people. I'm establishing this foundation to letting you know certain instructions and decisions that God will give you will not make sense to you, will not make sense to others. And it doesn't have to make sense. It only has to make God. Bible says he uses the foolish things of this world to confound in the wise. He uses this to mesmerize in them. So they try to decipher, they cannot. Their understanding can't bear it. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. You found someone you want to marry, for example, and people look at you, look at the person, and say, "This person is not of your status. You guys are not even matched, you know, in any form and all of that." But yet, you know that it was God who says that is your wife. And then you choose to go ahead. Friends will call you foolish. It was a friend who told me that when I left PPP, the church we were attending, and then said that we're starting Lofty Heights Regina, then, now 5 years ago, he said that he heard some people speak about me and talk about me and the church, and then say that they will see how far we were going to go. You know, they can say that because they haven't seen it before. People query what they've not experienced. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying now? They query what they have never seen before. But that's one of the reasons why God created you and I. To blaze in the trail. The light of the world. The city set upon a hill that cannot be hid. If the salt loses its taste, of what use is it? Faith or foolishness. So having set that on foundation, let me then let you know it yet again. I'm confining my teaching this morning to healing. How many of you have heard people wanting to go recommended surgery by certified, licensed medical doctor, right? They have maybe terminal sickness, and doctor says, you need to do the surgery. And I say, no, I'm not going to do the surgery. How many of you have heard people like that? I mean, Minister Jumi, thank God I'm in Calgary, right? You're a medical doctor. How many of you have heard women die or lose their child because they believe cesarean section, it is not God's plan? You've heard people like that, right? Now, talk to me. Is that faith or foolishness? They believe that except a woman, you know, gives birth as natural, no, vaginal delivery, I'd rather call it. I won't even say naturally. Either to the cesarean section or they're both natural. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Vaginal delivery, right? As against the other one. And they tell you no, they don't want to do that. And eventually they end up losing their life or losing the child. Is that faith, child of God, or foolishness? What about those that would refuse blood transfusion? Have you heard about them before? Doctors tested you, you're sick, they've taken medical licensed professional. For them, it doesn't even matter if that medical doctor is a Christian, maybe an ordained minister, or even not. Say, no, the blood of Jesus is sufficient for me. I don't need any other blood transfusion. How many of you have heard? How many of you have seen people choosing not to take drugs, medications now, all right? To the point of death. Now, those things, are they scriptural? Will Jesus have us lose our lives because we choose not to adhere to medical instructions? Is surgery a sin? Now, some of you are looking at me somehow, right? Because I know right now your theology is being challenged. Some of you will begin to play back, but Pastor, you told us this, you taught us. That's why I'm balancing it right now. Is surgery a sin? Is it a sin if a believer takes medication, recommended medication? Is it a sin? Is it a sin for a believer to do blood transfusion, to do surgery? Is it a sin? Faith or foolishness? The dichotomy between religiosity and common sense. Okay, now, what about those who feel, because it is written, Psalm chapter number 91, I will give my angel charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Then you pick up a BM, or you get Okean's Audi, or you pick my CC, my Passat CC. I'm picking those vehicles because they're made for speed, right? You pick them and say, the Lord is going to give his angels charge over me. Then rev 250 on a highway, non-stop. Faith or foolishness? Faith or foolishness? I had HIV/AIDS. The Lord healed me of HIV/AIDS. Now that he has healed me, I can go back, you know, to continue to mess in my life up. Because he has healed me. If he did it before, he will do it again. Same God back then, same God right now. Right? Because Pastor taught that if he's done it before, he's going to do it again. Faith or foolishness? Mark chapter number 11, from verse number 24. Faith or foolishness? The hand of the Lord is upon me. The spirit of wisdom is at work in my life. My pastor is super anointed. is laid his hands upon my head. I know what Isaiah 11 says. The seven spirit of the Lord, everything is upon me. And so I have no reason to study in for my exams. Because my God is an excellent God. He will make me succeed. After all, my God created my professor. So I can pray, write down the name of my professor, place it on the ground, march around it, and begin to declare, you will favor me, you will favor me, you will favor me. Faith of foolishness. If you don't study, you will fail. Udurabata. Big one. Oh, the cattle upon a thousand hills belongs to the Lord our God. All provisions, they are from the Lord. I tithe. I give offering. When Festival of Grace was coming, Pastor even wrote me a personal letter asking me to please support Festival of Grace as it was coming. Because I'm doing this, the Lord would always supply my needs, and so I can choose to become frugal in my spending. I no longer have to do any form of budgeting. Anything I want to buy, I can just continue to buy, because the cattle upon a thousand hills belongs to the Lord. And if I finish that money foolishly, the Lord is going to be able to supply, hallelujah, 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 glory to God, supply all my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Faith or foolishness. Mark chapter number 11. I hope you all are getting blessed. For assuredly, go back to verse number 22. Let's start from that. So Jesus answered to them. Let me give you a background. Jesus had passed by a fig tree. He was hungry and then saw that the fig tree was not producing any fruit. Bible says Jesus cursed, if you go read the preceding verses, Jesus cursed the fig tree. He said, you're cursed. No more would you bear fruit. No one will eat out of you anymore. Then his followers were stunned. They were shocked at what Jesus had done. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, thank you. Rabbi, look, the fig tree which he cursed. This is verse 21. Okay. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which he cursed has withered away. Verse number 22. Then Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Whoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, if you believe it, you would have what you say. Verse number 23, the next verse, 24. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Go back to verse 23, please. Whoever says to this mountain, be thou be lifted up and be thou be cast into the sea, if you do not doubt, you will have that which you say. Then you take this scripture, go to Mount Everest, and then say, you Mount Everest, I command you, be lifted up. If you don't even need to go to Mount Everest. The chair you are seated on, here now, and there in Regina, stand up from the chair if you want, and then command the chair in the name of Jesus, and say, you chair, I command you, rise up now, and be cast outside this place, and see if that's going to happen. This is one of the scriptures, you know, that confuses many believers. But one thing you don't understand is that Jesus wasn't speaking literally here about mountains. By mountain here, Jesus was talking about anything that obstructs your will, his will for your life. Faith or foolishness. He was speaking about anything that is a mountain. If you go through the scripture, when who was it who said, who of the mountain before Zerubbabel, you shall become like a plane. It mountain is simply, that I don't know what figure of speech they call. Is this hyperbole or what do you call it? I can't remember what. Is it hyperbole? When you make a, like an exaggeration of certain things, right? Hyperbole, right? So Jesus wasn't talking about mountains, literally. That fig tree that he cursed was an obstruction to Jesus. That was what Jesus was dealing with. Then you take this and then you say, I can say to anything to be it and then it will be it. Yes, you can. But you're exercising faith or you're just being foolish? Question is, why would you want a physical mountain to even disappear and be moved? Think about it that way first. To test power. Someone says to test power. Faith or foolishness? So you have all of all these things, and sometimes believers they fall for this. I've taught you how to understand the scripture many times. If you worship in this ministry now, you know you do a pretext, you do a context, you do a post-text. That counter pretext is the verses before the verse in contention. Go read it. Then do a context. That main verse itself. Go and read that main verse in different versions of the Bible. Then go do a post-text. Read the verses after the main text. If you are in the spirit, the light will come to you. He wasn't speaking about mountain, literally. Faith or foolishness? Because my God is always abounding in mercy. I can choose to continue to mess up my life, live the way I want, you know, give if I want to give, don't give if I don't want to give, because I know that is a merciful God. Is that faith? Are you being faith-filled or you just being foolish? This is a religious mindset. These are religious strongholds that have affected many believers. That's the reason why sometimes you see a believer and there is no measure of growth and increase of the Lord upon their lives when you compare them, you know, to their contemporary. Think about it. Why should someone who is not filled in the Holy Spirit be the one topping your class? Because you, a believer, feels that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, the Spirit of wisdom is there. And because of that, when you should attend class, you're not attending class. When you should prepare for exams, you're not preparing for exams. When you should be diligent, you're not being diligent, because you think that what your relationship with God is utmost. Wisdom is for you to balance both. That's why I tell them, those of them who are students in this ministry, here in Regina and even in Calgary and here in Regina, I tell them all the time, you must understand, the primary reason why you found yourself in this country is your academic pursuit. If you mess up academically, you will lose your status. I was speaking to Brother Trudy yesterday. We were speaking about instrumentalists and all of that. And I was telling him specifically certain things that he needed to do to being able to manage, you know, because now a church who at the point, you know, praying for drummer, praying for keyboardist, praying for this, praying for that. Now, we're having them in droves. MJ, in Regina Church, they have about three or four drummers. Four drummers. So how do you manage things in such a manner that a drummer will not feel left out or neglected? So he told me, he said, Pastor, I already have it in plan. I said, however, those of them that are students, do it this way, such that the academic pursuit is not affected. Faith or foolishness? Did you know if you discern and you dissect God's word, you know, well, certain things or many of the things you all are praying for, you never have to pray for them. I'm saying this not because I'm privileged to be your pastor. I can't remember the last time I ever prayed unto God for personal desires. Been waiting upon the Lord every day since the start of September. Every day since the start of September. My prayer points, they've been three. Father, grow your church, Calgary and Regina. It's your work. Grow it. Father, everyone who calls Lofty Heights their home, transform their lives. Let their life become the reality of your word. interceding every day for those of you trusting God for jobs, sick in your bodies, expecting one miracle or another every day, praying for my leaders, then praying for myself and asking, Lord, take me deeper in authority and in command. Because I stumbled on Luke chapter number 4. A scripture I've read multiple times. Bible says Jesus spoke with so much authority they could not resist it. When your past, when you begin to look outside yourself, your life will begin to make sense. You don't have to pray and struggle for setting all those ephemeral, whatever thing. Faith or foolishness. So now, because of time, I have some points I want to share with you that would help to encapsulate my thought around this subject. Like you know, my foundation is usually long, but the major things, the point itself, they're not often long. So I want to believe that right now, you've gotten the foundation. Let's explore certain things and I'll back them with scriptures. This may be a good time for you to write. Minister Jumi, Lady T, you guys need to train your people here. This is Lofty Height. Okay? You come to church with a writing pad and a pen. All right? Or you bring out your notepad. Actually, a writing pad and a pen is better. All right? We're not being a cake. Okay? It's such that you can, you know, go ahead. Because by way of using it on your phone, you know, and all of that, you know, you'd then see that, you know, messages begin to pop it. You know, someone begins to post some notifications on your Snapchat and all those stuff. Hallelujah. Say after me, I love Lofty Height. Father, thank you for the gift of this ministry. Amen. Some of them are ashamed to say it loud. And I say often, if I were not pastor in Lofty Height, I'd still have been in Lofty Height. I love it. I love the people. I love the sincerity of the pastor. If the pastor can say so by himself. Yes. I love his heart. I love the fact that I'm going to be taught God's word. I love the fact that I have the opportunity to put in my gift, my talent, my skills into practice, into work. Without anyone wondering, oh, can I do it? You can do it. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Number one, this is going to be some notes for some of you. Unfortunately, I don't have mnemonics. So you're right. I will repeat them multiple times. Number one, know this. On this subject of faith or foolishness, God is not against medical sciences. God is not against medical sciences. God is not against medical sciences. Mark chapter number 2, verse number 17. Mark chapter number 2, verse number 17. Jesus attested to the need for doctors. Jesus himself, the great physician. Take a look at. When Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician. That's a doctor. He says, but those who are sick. So Jesus knows if you are sick, you need a physician. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. If this, you remember when I told you and I taught you that, I think that was my first teaching, and I said to you that sickness is not God's desire, and God is not testing you, and that if God were testing you with sickness and disease, maybe you feel, you know that pain that I feel, that backache, God is just trying to test my faith and all of that. I said, if that were the case, then that means doctors are working against God's plans. If God gave you the pain, why should a doctor be attempting to heal you of the pain? That means someone like MJ. Our enemy is an agent of the devil. Hallelujah, glory to God. Is it making sense now? Is it making sense? Jesus says, when he heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician. They don't need a doctor, but those who are sick. That simply tells you Jesus reckoned that medical sciences, they are real. A physician is real. In his days, physicians, doctors, they existed. In Jesus' days. Luke, the author of the book of Luke, and the same author, the one who documented the actions of the Holy Spirit in the lives of their disciples, in the lives of the apostles, the book of Acts. Luke was a doctor. A physician.
Look how the Holy Spirit's up. This was Jesus. If Jesus was against it, he wouldn't be making reference to it. Those who are sick, you know, they need doctors. Those who are not sick have no need of doctors. God is not against medical sciences. This is a teaching you all would want to share with some of your friends and your loved ones who are very religious. You know, one of the beautiful things I also love about Lofty Heights is the teaching around the subject of new creation realities. You know, you go to places, they tell you, you know, give so that God can give you back. Oh, if you don't tithe, things will be tight for you. Oh, if you don't give, you are cursed. Oh, give $10,000 so that you can get that job. His blood paid everything. Giving must be love motivated. You should give unto God. If you're wise, you should give unto God. But it should never be done under compulsion. God is not against medical sciences. Number two. Taking recommended medications is not a sin. Faith or foolishness. Taking recommended, keyword recommended, medications is not a sin. So if you take Tylenol, you are not a sinner. Amen. Amen. If you take Advil, you are not a sinner. God doesn't want you to live your life in that manner, but you are not committing sin. You know, can you see some of the reasons why I had to be asking myself a few days, should I change this? Are these people ready for it? Won't somebody say, Pastor, you're not a faith man again. So don't let the devil guilt trip you. If you are sick, your faith can't carry it, and you want to go take Tylenol, by all means, go take Tylenol. By all means, get well. But you should know this, that is not God's desire for you. You should be able to pray, exercising your faith, and commanding you foul spirit. Because I taught you that sicknesses and diseases, they are inflictions of the devil. John chapter number 10, from verse number 10, the devil's come for nothing other than to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Anything that brings you discomfort, dis-ease, anything outside God's will for your life, it is not God's, it's the devil's. So the mere fact that you know this is not God testing me, it's the devil, it's the reason why I fight sicknesses and diseases. But child of God, kingdom influencers, taking recommended medications according to the dosages your physicians asked you to take is not a sin. Because the devil then will come. Look at you. Look at you. Now you are taking that medication. I thought you said you have faith. Apparently you don't have faith anymore. I don't want to jump the gun. I will hear another point very shortly. See, after me, taking recommended medications is not a sin. My father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo, his wife was terribly afflicted. Many of you know that. Flown from Nigeria to the U.S., I think, you know, for what do you call it now? Healing. Should I use the word? Is it healing you use? Treatment. God bless you. Flown outside Nigeria, you know, for treatment. You never can tell how long she stayed on medications for. No, she's a faithful woman. Faithful woman. Faith-filled woman. They're now married. So the sinusoidal of faith as far as Nigeria or West Africa is concerned. You won't tell me she's faithless? Oh no, come off it. 1 Timothy chapter number 5 verse number 23. 1 Timothy chapter number 5 verse number 23. 1 Timothy chapter number 5 verse number 23. Bible tells us, Apostle Paul, the one who wrote over two-thirds actually of the entire Testament, New Testament, wrote a letter to his son, to his prodigy, and said to him, no longer drink only water, Timothy, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and frequent infirmities. Can you see that? Timothy was literally given unto Paul at age 13, according to God's word. And Timothy had faith, because Bible records says the faith that was in your mother and in your grand, your mother, which one is the grandmother, Lois? The grandmother was Lois, and your mother, Eunice, I believe, you know, is also in you. So Timothy wasn't faithless too. Taking recommended medication, child of God, is not a sin. Before you hear the messages on healing, and then you pack all your whatever thing, and then you choose to throw them away, make sure you're not being foolish. Make sure it is faith. Did you hear me now? Make sure it is faith. And I would actually tell you that before you even, you know, throw them away, throw them overboard, go have yet another check. Go to the hospital and said to the doctors, could you please check me again? I told you last Sunday, out this knee, this left knee, for over 2 years, I've been in pain. Discomfort around it. I went for medical checkup. Now, you know, again, your pastor goes for annual medical checkup. Cholesterol is checked, liver function is checked, kidney function is checked, urine tested, blood is tested. Well, then you, a son or a daughter to your pastor in the faith or your man of God, and says, no, the blood of Jesus sets me free from sins and sorrows. The blood of Jesus sets me free. No. Looking after your health is not a sin. Going for annual medical, it's wisdom. It is wisdom. Minister Jumi, men, women of God, faith-filled, powerful men, women of God, they died as a result of sickness and diseases. Was it last year? A very notable preacher in Uyo Akwa Ibom, who preaches on relationship. He was, according to the account that we heard, a church was having a program and they invited him in there as guest minister. He went in there, he ministered to them. He slumped, he died. According to medical sciences, man cannot just slum and die like that. Certain things must have gone wrong. I remember in the year 2018, when my spiritual father, Reverend Victor Adeyemi, came to Regina for the ordination, my ordination, and official inauguration of the ministry. And the meals that had been prepared, our sister Esusa in Regina, you know, she's paying attention to this that I'm about to share because she's in hospitality. The meal that was prepared for Reverend Victor had so much pepper. I don't know how many of you have witnessed Reverend Victor before, ministering in the supernatural. If you're under his ministrations and you have faith, whatever sickness, diseases, or infirmity that you have will fly out of the door. I've seen deaf ear popped open. I've seen cancer disappeared. I've heard all manner of cases that God's done through. I didn't know that. So I think the following morning, I reached out to him to check up on him. How was his night and all of that? And he said he didn't have a good night. He said, why? He said he didn't want to, you know, discomfort, inconvenience us and all of that. Reverend Victor is very, whatever you do to him is fine by him. He said he didn't want to put pressure on me and all of that. He said, bad, if you can just tell me the truth, that food had much pepper in it, and he has gastrointestinal something, and once he takes food with so much pepper, it triggers and blah blah blah. And he said to me, he said, is there a pharmacy here which we could go to go get a drug? He has a specific one he uses. And I took him to Cornwall, because the hotel we lodged him was on that downtown road. I took him to Cornwall. I paid for the medication. And my mind, I was like, a man of faith. Then I must have been foolish. I didn't tell him this. I said, a man of faith. I live a drug-free life, hallelujah. Couldn't he have just laid hands on his tummy and command that pain to just go? Guy, we bought the drug. We bought it. But guess what? You only used it maybe once or twice. These things you're hearing right now, your religious mindset or religious teachers will not teach you, because the attempt is to keep you bound, such that every time you're running to your pastor and they can be demanding, you know that oil? I was on the mountain of the Lord for 7 days. I prayed on it. $5,000, you'll have it. Amen. Sometimes I wish I could be doing that to all of you. Betty Chaka, right? Mr. Jimmy says it won't work, right? But the challenge is that I know it won't work. You know why it won't work? Because from day one of this ministry, I've been teaching the gospels. An average member of Lofty knows you dare not. You give someone money, a pastor money, because you want him to do certain things. No. Freely have you received. Freely should you give. The day it happened on Lofty Heights altar that a man of God will come and say, $10,000 for your healing. This handkerchief is here. It's 7,000. Come and buy it. I'll walk up, I'll walk him out of the church. So this religious mindset will keep you bound. That's why you buy holy water. Yeah, some of you have bought it before. Holy water. Hallelujah. For some of you, they even import it. Your so-called man of God didn't pray on it. Just didn't pray on it. You paid for it. I can pray on the water. You're traveling and I can declare over it. I can give it to you and say, take, you know, and go with this. But when I begin to make it transactionary and say, you're embarking on that. In that course. Hey. Take this bottle. Take it at night and in the morning. Hallelujah. Then you bring me a seed. Hallelujah. Maybe I would have changed my car. The gospel brings freedom. See after me, the gospel of Christ. Come on, would you rejoice for a few seconds this morning? Come on, shout glory, shout glory, shout glory, 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 glory to God. The glory brings freedom. What number was I? Where did I stop? What did I say last? Yes, taking recommended medication is not a sin. Online church, I hope you all are getting blessed too. You can let us know where you're watching from. Number three, going for a recommended surgery is not faithlessness. You're not being faithless. You're not being faithless. Doctor may say, hey, you know, concerning that thing, we may need to do surgery. Ask them for how long, when is it going to be? Then go and war between that period. Because it doesn't take God forever to heal you. In a second, it can turn. It can take away that cancerous growth. Hallelujah. Ask them, when do you want us to do it? Say, in 3 days' time. 3 days' time? Okay, no problem. Then you go to your closet. Sharaku sanantopali anamande. Jesus, I know you paid the price. I know you paid the price. I know this shouldn't be. Lord Jesus, set this aright. Heal me of this infirmity. Exercise your faith as much as you can. If by the day of the surgery, the pain is still there, there's still need for surgery, go in the power of the Lord's might and go do the surgery. Because of point number four. Point number four is this. Whether you are healed by faith or through medical sciences, Jesus will still take the glory, not your doctor. Did you hear me now? Let me repeat it. Point number four. Whether you are healed by faith or through medical sciences or medical interventions, Jesus will still take the glory, not your doctor. Have you seen someone who was healed before? Once you say, and I give glory to my doctor. My doctor be praised forever. My doctor is able. I remember growing up, you know, we had on this street, there was this hospital back then in Lagos. On their signage outside, you'd see it written, we care, but God heals. What a caveat. We only care, but God heals. Your doctor is not your healer. Did you hear me now? Your doctor is not your healer. Jesus is your healer. Whether you go through medical sciences or you exercise faith, Jesus still takes the glory, not your doctor. After all, the what you desire is your wholeness. The woman with the issue of blood spent all she had, Luke 8:43, on physicians. Spent, Bible says, everything she has on physicians. Yet she wasn't healed. So one of the reasons why you need to learn to exercise faith is that there are certain things, as professional and as experienced, as aged as the doctors are, that doctors can't even help you with. You need to have been around the hospital system long enough to know that many times they do guesswork. They did it on my wife 2 years ago when her health was challenged. They did it on my son when the doctor said to me, hey, we're not certain he's going to survive. It was born 950 grams and 29 weeks and 5 days. We're not sure he's going to live. I said, you're not sure? I said, don't worry. I said, you go ahead. Do everything you need to do for him. I said, Jesus will make him whole. That's faith. Faithlessness will be them say, I don't know if he's, they'd say to me, the doctor told me, or not that he said it behind, he told me, said, yeah, we're not sure he's going to survive. So faithlessness for you would then be, he's not going to survive. Hey, Jesus, why have you done this to me, Jesus? Hey? No, mana koli ana manta balaba. Paul speaking says, whether we live, it is for God, for the Lord. Whether we die, it is for the Lord. So living and dying, we are the Lord. In a kosha. Barantuani anamante. Zoria pakati araba. It's that simple. Because I'd handed the boy over to God. Do with him whatever that pleases you. Whether you are healed by faith or through medical sciences, Jesus will still take the glory. That's why when people are going in for surgery, we pray for them. We pray with them. That is that all the people that go in for surgery that come out alive? Come on now. Oh, come on now. Whether you are healed by faith or through medical sciences, Jesus will still take the glory, not a doctor. They will bring retinue or litany rather of doctors in training. Of all the doctors, the only one licensed, fully qualified will be only one person. One. The rest of them in training, in residency, in this, in that. And then begin to, we think it's this, we think it's that, we think it's... That's one of the reasons why you know you need faith. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh, my soul. And worship, oh, worship his holy name. Number 5, your faith. I hope you all are taking note. Your faith isn't in the physician or the process, but in God. Your faith should not be in the physician. You see, the problem is that, you know what God said to me right now? Thank you, Yahweh. I love the Lord and the way he deals with me. MJ, the Lord said to me now, he said, they don't need to have faith in Advil to be healed of their pain. But they need to have faith in me before they can be healed. You didn't catch that, right? When you're given a medication to use, whether you believe that medication will heal you or not, that medication will heal you. That's certain. Because the composition's been made to doing that. But with God, it is not like that. You must have faith that he is able to heal you. So what am I saying yet again? It's the point number 5. Your faith isn't in the physician or the medication or the process, but in God. So meaning that, take the medication they ask you to take, recommended, according to the prescriptions they've given you. But say to the Lord, Lord, I know healing belongs to you. I'll follow this through.
I'm not being faithless. I'm not being foolish. But I know you'll perfect my healing. It's not everyone who takes that medication that will be healed. When this series started, right there in Regina, maybe this Friday. And by the way, by God's grace, I will be in Regina this Friday yet again, to the glory of God. You know, for the grand finale of Encounter Night. Right there in Regina, someone with itch on the back, 10 years healed. 10 years. I'm saying to you, sir and ma, certain things that will be with you or that may be with you, medications can't solve them. That's why you cannot discountenance God. I told them at the last Encounter Night in Regina this past Friday, I said to them, because the Lord told me that. The Lord says, son, after this series I'm asking you to take them is done. Anyone who remains sick, it is their fault. I don't want anybody that calls Lofty Heights their home. Don't romanticize headache, loss of memory. Don't think it is normal. It is not. You read, you cannot understand. Mm-mm. You are messing up at work. You're not being that. I mean, your leader at work, your supervisor, is complaining about your performance. It's a disease. If this series is done with, and you still have any form of sort, it's your fault. Oh. It's your fault. Every Friday since September. If you think it is easy, come and try it. Preach on Friday, minister. What if I tell you guys, Friday, last Friday, right, I ministered in Regina for about 3 hours. Then left church, went home to see a family that put to bed, prayed with them. Got back home and slept at about maybe 1 or 2. Woke up 7 a.m. Went back to church office in Regina. You know why? Because I had a 3-hour exam to write. So how would you have seen me ministering on Friday and you'd have been thinking, pastor has an exam the following morning? So I went through all of that by the grace of the Lord, that you may be whole. It's your season to take in everything that is yours. It is your season to enter into that level of confidence. Whenever the devil wants to come one way or another, you can stand. Because I know what the word of the Lord says. It's that season. It's not the season to romanticize the devil. It's the season to command him. Cast off your hand of my fears. Cast it off in the name of Jesus. Number 6. And I think I may make this the last. The goal is not just to be healed. The goal is to be healthy. That's Jesus' goal for you. Not just to heal you, but to actually make you healthy. What do I mean by that? That you will get to a level where there would even be no need for medication. That when you're going for medical checkup or you're going to the hospital, it's not because you're sick. You just want them, okay, can you just let me know, you know, can you just do, you fulfill righteousness, God bless you, ma'am, right? Can you just perform complete checkup on me and let me know, you know, what's going on? It's just that. I heard God very clearly right now. The Lord says, there is someone under the sound of my voice. You have a medical diagnosis with you. When I say with you, I do not necessarily mean literally right now in your hand, but you've been diagnosed, you have a medical condition that the diagnosis is currently current. And the Lord says that sent fear down your spine. You've been fearful, trepidating as a result of it. I declare to you this morning, as one that Yahweh has called and Yahweh has sent, that sickness will not be your end. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if you believe it, I upturned that medical negative report in the name of Jesus. I upturned that negative medical report in the name of the Lord Jesus. I upturned Allah Namaso. Rest upon your feet this morning. Janako Satapadi Anamande. Endobrohonde Keparua Matali Anamasia. Isaluka Tali Anamanta Palia Anamando. Enkodi Anamasha Nama. If you're under the sound of my voice, you've been diagnosed of anything, or you have a current medical condition that is persistent, lift up your right hand up unto heaven.
lift up your right hand up unto heaven. If you have a medical he shall know salabate. Regina Church, watch me this morning. If you are there, you have a medical condition, you have a diagnostic report that is assisting, rise up on your feet, lift up your right hand up unto heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the balm in Gilead, I obtained that medical report. In the name of Jesus, whatever diagnosis that's been conducted on you, whatever discovery that's been made concerning your health, I declare in the name of Jesus, you are made whole. You foul spirits tormenting the sons and daughters of the Lord, cast your hands off them in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's been faithless, everyone that's been thinking that sickness is unto death, I command in the name of Jesus, let fear be replaced with faith. Every medical condition that is not of the Lord, because you believe and your hands are up, in the name of Jesus, testify. That condition relating to the blood system, that condition diagnosed relating to the blood system, I have turned it in the name of Jesus. It seemed like a mountain to you right now. It seemed like a mountain to you right now. And truly may be a mountain. The Bible says, who are the mountain before Zerubbabel? He says you should become plain. I command in the name of Jesus, let the mountain become plain. Let the supernatural surpass the scientific in your life. In the mighty name of the Lord. Pray in the spirit some moment this morning. Come on now, lofty heights, do it. Come on, open your mouth. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Shanakosa enkota alakupa ramanto palamandia zurankutia namashanande izarabata lakusete namande endobarama shia akulia. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 And rejoice as you're doing that. Rejoice as you're doing that. Can someone get onto the drum set in Regina for me? Get on the drum set and the keyboard in Regina. Play the drums. Raise the sound. Go ahead. Go ahead. Rejoice. 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 Pray in the Holy Ghost. Shalate, he makarama sonata namanda, imbrahande reke pasua, zaraturi araba, eko shanamante palara, nekulianamante palamande. Rejoice now, because your healing has come. Declare it in the name of Jesus. Yahweh, I rejoice. My healing has come. Yahweh, I rejoice. My healing has come. Yahweh, I rejoice. My healing has come. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Listen, do not miss Encounter Night this Friday. It is the grand finale. I would always, that Encounter Night, Healing Rain Encounter Night, would always have Encounter Night, but I don't know if how long, I mean, when I'm going to have any other one dedicated to healing. You're watching, you're always watching online. You don't come to church in person on Friday, this Friday. If Jesus lives, I'll be in Regina yet again. Do not miss it. You know anybody sick, ask them to. We'll focus on families, we'll focus on children too. And watch the Lord performs what he alone can do. If you receive that word this morning, would you celebrate Jesus? Come on, celebrate Jesus like you mean it this morning. I love to hear you don't like bringing our services to a close without giving someone an opportunity to have a relationship with the Lord. Without giving someone an opportunity to have a relationship with the Lord. You're watching online. You are here in person. Your opportunity, your moment is now. There is power in this place. I'm not sure his expressions, they've learned that song. They will sing it on Friday. His presence feels the air. At the mention of his name, you are changed. same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead quickens your body, makes you whole. Praise the Lord. You have your miracle. Don't miss Encounter Night this Friday. If you're giving your life to Jesus, say after me, Father, thank you for the ministry of your word. Thank you for leading me to your house this morning. Thank you for the knowledge that's been imparted into me. And so, Jesus, I declare you my Lord and my Savior. I confess my sins. I declare that you died, you rose again. And I believe you're coming back yet again. Save me, Lord. Fill me with your spirit. Saturate my heart with your love. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. If you receive that word this morning once more, would you celebrate Jesus?
We trust God that this ministration blessed your life tremendously. Do share your testimony and experience with us by emailing us at hello@myloftyheightsglobal.org. For more life-transforming messages from our ministry, please visit and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also stay connected with us across our social media platforms at My Lofty Heights. To give to our ministry, please visit our website. We love you, we honor you, and we celebrate you.